Bomb attacks have killed nearly 30 people and wounded scores more in Iraq. Multiple car bombs hit two towns in the south of the capital, Baghdad, as well as the holy city of Najaf. Violence has killed over 230 people and injured many more since last month. In Syria, fierce fighting continues between government forces and armed opposition groups in the capital, Damascus, and the northern city of Aleppo. The army says it's already taken control of several neighborhoods in Damascus. We've learned that a number of gunmen were also killed in Aleppo. Anti-American sentiment is rising in Afghanistan as U.S. troops continue night raids, especially in the south. Locals say civilians mostly fall as victim to these attacks. This action contrasts to the recently signed Afghan-U.S. military deal related to the prevention of nighttime raids by foreign forces. Four soldiers in eastern and southern Afghanistan die from blasts, as reported by the International Security Assistance Force, ISAF. Also, an Afghan police officer shot dead three foreign civilian contractors at a military training center in the western city of Herat. Two of the dead are said to be Americans. Three people have died from a wildfire in northeastern Spain. The blaze broke out near the town of La Jonquera, just across the border with France. Thousands of people have been forced to stay indoors. The fire has so far destroyed about 17,000 acres of land due to extreme winds. Test flights. The number of poor people in the U.S. is climbing to unprecedented levels. According to an AP survey, the U.S. poverty rate could soon reach a 46-year high. And Pakistan's military jets have pounded northwestern areas. So far, 15 people are dead and several others wounded from the raids. Authorities say the jets targeted militant hideouts in the Orakzai tribal region. The army has been fighting what it calls the Pakistani Taliban in the region for months.